Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Heather, you had uninvited guests.
I did, quite recently, and it rarely happens, right? But had a little knock at the door, the dogs start barking, and I'm thinking, well, who's here? It's got to be, you know, a delivery or something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they do that occasionally where they knock at the door to let you know the package arrived.
Yep.
But the dogs never stopped barking, which means
somebody was still standing there. Like, check the camera.
We were just about to leave the house. You know, we had Brooks in his car seat. I'm like, who is this? I was like, oh, it's our friends. Our friends are here, you know. No text, no phone call.
Thought they'd swing by.
So I open the door. You know, I'm trying to like corral the dogs. They're not going crazy. And they're like, oh, you know, we just wanted to stop by and say hi. And I was like, oh, hi. You know, and then I was like, well, this is awkward. I have to invite them in, right? Like, you can't just make your friends stand on the porch. So come on in, right? And then shoes start coming off. I'm like, okay, this is a thing. Like, they're here to hang out.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they come on inside and we chat, we hang out. And finally, it was like, well, you know, Brooks is still in the car seat. Like, we were about to leave. And ultimately, they didn't stay too long and off on their merry way. But it's one of those things that doesn't happen very often. And we thought about it afterward and was like, do people do this anymore? The unexpected pop by where they just show
the
up.
Drop in.
Yeah. I don't like it.
So it should never happen
in
the year 2024.
Whoa. Never happen?
I mean, if it's an emergency.
Well, I guess if you have no friends, then you won't have to worry about it.
No, but you call and you text.
Like,
it's very presumptuous to be like, hey, you don't have any plans. I'm going to show up at your door, entertain me. I'm going to come in and take my shoes off.
Like, with phones and how easy it is to contact everybody. Just a little heads up. Like, hey, we're in the area. We wanted to stop by. How do you feel? Are you going to be home?
Yes.
Things like that. And then we could have said, you know what? We are here. We'll move around our plans. Or we could have said, actually, we're just about to walk out the door. Will you be around a little later or something? Whatever.
Right.
Or we don't want to see him and say, no, we're not free. Whatever it is.
Well, they should have noticed the clue that Brooks was in his car seat.
Yeah.
All right. So you walk in. Brooks is in the car seat. Probably got a little cap on. Oh, you're going somewhere. We just wanted to say hi. Thought we'd catch you. You're obviously going somewhere. You know, we're going to exit. That to me would have been okay. But to say never have anyone in the year 2024, how is it different than it was in 2012?
Well, I would say in the olden days when people didn't have cell phones.
the olden days.
You could just pop by, right? How else would you get a hold of somebody?
Landline?
I guess. I feel like it was more accepted.
I do too. I'm on board with you.
People were friendlier. People weren't always in a rush and always, I don't want to see you. I got me things to do. And that can be okay if you have your kid in the car seat. You've already wrangled, especially if you have kids. That's where I think it becomes more of an issue. But I don't mind it depends on how good the friend is. Family, I think, hey, if you're in town, pop by anytime you want. And because I can also be a little bit more frank with you when you stop in and say hi. I'd be like, hey, I'm running out. Thanks for coming by. It's great to see you. Catch you next time.
I think even family. Like my brother, he called me yesterday. I was taking a nap. I missed three phone calls. I'm like, did somebody die? Everything all right? Oh, I was just in the area. Well, give me a little more notice and you're just going to swing by the house.
Even the phone call for you is offensive. He called. He did what you asked. Hey, call before you come by. He didn't just knock on the door, wake you up from your beautiful slumber.
24-hour notice.
24-hour notice?
No. You okay, that's extreme. 24-hour notice?
Yeah. You're just going to assume I'm available?
Oh, geez.
That's a little much for me. I do think a little heads-up text is appropriate
or a
phone call.
2 hours? 3 hours?
I don't even need I like to know in case I don't know. I just like to be prepared. And then
we're driving by your neighborhood.
It could be, yeah, it could be 10 minutes before. But at least give me that heads-up so I can... Because I get very awkward in those situations because I don't like to tell people like, oh, you're not welcome here. Like, so I was like, I don't want to be rude, so come in. But I also don't want to be like, hurry up and leave because I'm trying to, get really uncomfortable and I get really awkward. As long as I get a heads up, then I know. Or I'm better at texting because then you don't have to see me in person, right? Like, I'm sorry, we're busy.
Okay, I want to run a test. I want to stop in at some point. We're out because we don't live close to each other. I just want to, we're in the area. We just knock on the door, stop by. I want to see uncomfortable Heather.
I get real. I've been replaying this incident in my head. I'm like, they probably think I'm so weird because I was just like, I didn't even know what to do because I'm like, I just got really uncomfortable. Not that they were there.
Even more
but
so.
That I didn't know how to tell them to leave.
Right. I want to swing by the Costa household.
Oh, he won't even open the door for you.
Yeah, probably not.
See John on the ring. Just
feed up.
Turn the lights off.
Make myself at home. Hey, where's this catio I keep hearing about?
So what's the rule? What's allowed? The uninvited guest. The short notice or no notice drop by. 248-539-9797. I just think it's very presumptuous for people to say, hi, I'm especially no notice what happened with Heather. Mm-hmm. I'm at your doorstep. Let me in. Entertain me. I am deciding I'm hanging out with you. And you're right. What are you supposed to do? Slam the door in their face?
No, you can't do that.
So they're boxing you into a corner in your own home. Should never happen. We could debate how much notice is fair game, but some notice is a requirement in 2024.
I think
there are certain friends that would stop by. And I would probably drop everything I'm doing unless it was taking Teddy to a doctor's appointment. But I think they would also understand, hey, I'm about ready to take Teddy for a checkup, got a doctor's appointment, and even if it was one of the other kids. Like, they would understand. And if they're that good of a friend that's stopping by, they would have no problem with, just thought maybe I'd catch you at an off time.
But why not the text? I get what you're saying. The only time I think I would be like, if it's a friend that lives out of state and like is surprising us, okay, maybe then, but I would still feel a little, if we were trying to get out the door, I would have appreciated a text. So I could have at least given them, then I feel bad that I'm like affecting them if I can't stay and hang out.
Well, I think especially for you two, people with kids, parents, you got places to be, John, kids got a million things going on. The idea that someone's just going to shoehorn their way into your day.
But again, it's if they're that close of a friend that they feel comfortable enough to stop by, then they also understand that you're really busy. And if you have a free few minutes, let's just sit out by the grill for a few minutes. Let's sit outside. Let's have a beer. I don't have a problem with that. In fact, there are some friends that they're just as busy as I am. Mm-hmm. And if they have a free moment, chances are I don't. But I'd like the opportunity to know that, hey, maybe we could hang out for just a few minutes.
248-539-9797. We've got Brandon who's in this morning. Brandon, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was just talking about the unexpected drive-by versus, you know, the heads up. It's kind of a big thing in my household. My girlfriend and her family are very much... anybody, anytime, you're welcome to stop by. They don't even knock on the door. They just walk
in.
Yeah, they just walk right in. It blows my mind because I grew up in a family where it's very much so you got to reach out beforehand. I think the day is a little extreme, you know, but like 5 to 10 minutes is all I need. Hey, are you home? Can I stop by? Is it okay? Is it a good time? And as long as, you know, that's done and I say, hey, it's okay. Yeah, you guys can come over. Then that's totally fine. I don't care really what the time limit is, but I don't know. I find it rude to not reach out beforehand, but her family is very different.
See, yeah. I think family is now if it's that's where you get into the question, is it it's okay for my family to stop by, but not yours?
The in-laws?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets a little sticky sometimes. I'm like, hey, can your mom just reach out beforehand? You know, what if we're doing our thing, you know, at the house and she just walks in? So it's just, you know, it's weird to me. Weird concept.
I'm with you. I think it's a little weird. Even if it's family, it's a little bit, you said it, John, like if it's somebody you really know and it's a family member, it's easier for you to say like, hey, I'm busy, get out of here. You can be more honest, more straightforward with them because you know them so much better. But even so, I would still want a heads up text from my mom, from anybody in my family. Just a little like, I'm going to stop by, I'm in the area. Okay, like give me 5 minutes.
Well, you might want to pick up a little bit, right? I mean,
sure. Whatever, I don't, if I'm, who knows, am I getting out of the shower, do I need to get dressed, do I want to change my clothes, did I just finish a workout, am I stinky, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of things, I just need a little bit of a warning.
What's the etiquette, what's the rule? Uninvited guests, how much notice is appropriate? It's 97.1.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.